Hello, so I'm Dave Stevens and I'm a statistician. A statistician is really a mathematician who applies mathematical ideas to real world problems. In fact, you could say that a statistician is a mathematician who can actually get a job in the real world. I work in different fields. So a lot of my time is taken looking at sort of real mathematical problems. My main area of interest is Bayesian inference and computations. So Bayesian inference is a particular and indeed superior form of statistics that some of us do. A lot of my work is aimed towards computation and so developing algorithms, proving theorems about algorithms and so on. But I also work in a lot of applied fields, and in particular I work in time series analysis, where you collect data through time, in particular financial time series I've worked on a lot recently. And I also work in biological applications, in particular bioinformatics, systems biology and so on. So I've got some pictures to illustrate the kinds of things that I work on. So the first equation there is called an integral representation of a stochastic differential equation. That doesn't really matter. What we're trying to do is to model that plot at the bottom, which is a plot of the S&P 500 series between two dates. So that kind of series looks unpredictable, and it is, and that's why nobody can really make money without inside information from the stock market. Yeah, so after a bit of a transformation, we can make that series look a bit more predictable, like in the first plot there, and we can then play some special games to produce models that will allow prediction for that kind of time series, which will allow people to ultimately make optimal decisions about their financial futures. So the picture at the bottom there is what we're trying to capture, which is called autocorrelation, so dependence between successive observations. And you can see in this plot that there's, so this is a plot sort of the amount of variation in the observations, and you can see that in this series there's a lot of variation in the early part of the series and then it quietens down. This is the period up to 2007, so the plot that continues to the right of this is even more interesting than the plot that I'll show you here. Okay, so what goes on after this is dramatically different from the earlier pictures. Okay. So the second application I want to tell you about is in biology. And I work with some cell biologists who are interested in understanding what goes on in the cell nucleus. So on the picture on the left, there's a cartoon of the nucleus. In the picture on the right, there is an observation of some objects called PMR bodies, which are protein repositories that help in some cellular activities, in particular transcription which is the main mechanism that goes on within the cell nucleus. So biologists often look at the picture on the right and say, oh yes, that tells me a story, I can point at that and put it in my publications and understand what's happening in the real world. In modern science, really that kind of non-quantitative analysis is not sufficient. What biologists really want to do now is to get a real quantitative understanding of what's going on in the nucleus so that they can understand how things are organized. So statisticians are beginning to help more and more biologists to understand, in particular, the spatial proximities of the objects that sit in the cell nucleus, and they help the biologists to understand also how these things naturally vary across cell populations. So the kind of models we use are called SPPs, spatial point processes. So the other thing I wanted to mention is that, so I've been doing statistics, my PhD is from 20 years ago, so I'm sort of probably kind of long in the tooth compared to the other people that are speaking here, but that I've still got the opportunities to retrain, and in the last couple of years I've been retraining in a specific area of causal inference, which is used in applications in biostatistics. So biostatistics, of course, is a core discipline in its own, which helps medics and clinicians understand their data as well. Okay, so that's it.